Yeah, I've never done any kind of like a legitimate DNA
Oh,
test
neither have
or
I.
anything.
Oh.
I don't know what it would do for me. I don't think I could make me look any whiter than I already am.
That's how I feel.
It's just I don't know much of
That's
the
funny.
genealogy of my dad. I just know that his name is Norwegian, and it's all over here, and
Right.
I'm pasty. I'm so pasty.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff, and in celebration of St. Patty's Day, I'm going to open a beer. Oh, God damn it. I beat that one. Fucking A, it's beating me. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. It got right in my eye.
God
oh,
damn.
Jesus, it burns. Burns so bad. God damn it. Anyway, orale, I opened up some Corona Extra in honor of the today.
Nice. You okay, Jeff?
My wife's checking on me. Thank you. Mommy and my wife was concerned.
As she should be. I posted in our Discord, if you're drunk on St. Patty's Day, you should join our recording listening room. And we got some people popping in. And Eric did post a picture of some Black Raven Brewing Trickster IPA and a Miller Lite. There you go. There's a fucking dichotomy of beers right there.
I think he's at a hockey game, right?
Yeah. I think because he posted in Grit City Sports in our Discord that he was at the Battle of the Sound, T-Birds versus the Portland, and hashtag Portland sucks, which is true. With anything in life, Portland sucks, except for the strip clubs, which are changing. I'm all over the place now.
They chant that at those games.
They
That's
should.
The chant.
Yeah.
They have Portland sucks.
When it's a sound.
Yeah, but nobody would argue, though. Everybody like,
right.
Yeah, we know.
Dude, I think they chant that when other teams are actually there playing. They hate Portland that much.
I believe it. I hated Oregon for a long time. I had a vendetta against Oregon because that's the only place I would get pulled over in. I'd been pulled over for like any of the tickets that I've gotten, knock on wood here, but have been from the Oregon state. And so for a while I was like, I hate Oregon and I refuse to drive in it.
That's because you lived in Washington, right?
True. And I did have Washington plates.
Yeah, dude.
Fuckers.
They know you're not going to come back and fight those tickets.
No. You just got to pay it. And then if you don't pay it, then you run into issues.
Or don't ever go back to Oregon.
Or, well, no, because then sometimes you need to get a license again. And they're like, hey, remember that bill you didn't pay, that ticket you didn't pay? You should probably pay that.
Don't need a license in Oregon.
You going feral over there? Fucking A. Happy. Now, we record live. So when you're listening to this, it'll be well past the date. But happy Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving. Did I just say that?
Oh.
Wow. That's where we're at. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
I have been, I'm not wearing green, but I have been smoking it.
All
right. So
I'm glad you said, I'm glad you finished that. I was hoping you weren't going to say pants.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sense.
I'm wearing shorts because of the beautiful weather, which we'll get into at some point. But
I know.
St. Patty's Day. So happy days to all those who participate, I would say. I don't know how many people are going to be partying on a Sunday that hard. But
I know one.
Yeah. If you're true Irish, you are.
Cosmic Bottle sells Fuego.
Oh, God damn it. That's not what I wanted. I'm sorry.
That's still a good one, though. We added that from last week's episode because the intro for that episode, when you hear it, is pretty fucking amazing, and I love it. So,
Double stuffed.
Lots of things on the soundboard.
Yeah, if you're not calling into work sick tomorrow, you guys are a fucking bunch of pussies. That's all I'm saying.
Damn, called out.
Whatever.
I realized.
You guys still have a functioning liver tomorrow. You're a bunch of pussies.
Scott's just like, I just drink like I normally drink on a Sunday, and it works out just fine.
That's allegedly. Allegedly. I don't want any rumors started, all right?
Oh, no spreading of truth. Truth and truthiness.
Rumors. God damn it.
So I know that, Jeff, you were you had a question about Ireland, if that was one of the, like, a dream destinations or anything like that.
Right. So we like to travel. Me and my wife, we started liking to travel, and it's fun. So we make a list of places we want to go. And Ireland is like my third and fourth, you know, destination that I'd want to go. So what is everybody else's? Where would you rank?
Yeah. What's before Ireland for you?
Oh man. Anything. Portland. No, I'm kidding. the places that I already been, I wanted to go to see the Greek stuff and the Italian stuff.
Okay.
You're already a world traveler, Jeff. I
know, right? Like, hitting those cruises, yeah. Getting the good ways to go through that.
Yeah, but I'm not into really cold. I like tropical stuff way better than anything that's cold or rainy.
Yeah, if you're going to Ireland, you're basically going to here. Just it's a lot harder to understand the people. Because it's going to be about the same weather,
right? And we are going to bond over beer, essentially.
Yeah, straight up.
But we're going in the next few years. We are taking an Ireland, Scotland.
You are
England trip, yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I'm not against it. I'm just saying it's just not my first one. And oh man, think about the movies that are ever made over there. You know,
Highlander,
they're all about werewolves and people coming at you with swords and
yeah,
licking
it's all
stones.
Rainy and dark, right?
Yeah,
all the gloomy shit. Yeah, I know that it's essentially like one or two for us to go to Ireland because I'd like to go. I'm part of my family. Lineage is from Ireland. And so I'd like to go check out some castles there because that would be fun. But like if I had no sort of budget and I could just do whatever I wanted on a trip, I would want to go to New Zealand first.
Yeah. New Zealand's high on my list as well.
All right.
But I would love to go to Ireland. I remember I was looking into it a while back. That's the reason why I actually got a passport. And then haven't used it for X amount of years, but was going there because they have a place. I think it was, this is years ago, so I don't know, but it was like called like, I want to say like Johnny America's or like Captain America's or something like that. And it was like their American food diner. And the thing that blew my mind was that out of everything, it was essentially like, yeah, what you would kind of American comfort food. But they were also, they had a Hawaiian pizza that had corn on it. Mm. And that just, exactly, that, all right. Like,
I don't know. That's kind of like multiplying zero by zero there. You're already crossing boundaries.
And I wasn't too.
With that pizza.
And I wasn't too sure if I really want, you know, like. If I'm going to go with the pineapple on pizza, go for a Hawaiian, I'm fine with that. I like that. But then
it's part of the society now. There's no getting away from it, right?
And I've always liked it. I'm not going to be one of those pineapple bandwagoners. I've always loved
it. Yeah, is it the only fruit you eat on your pizza, or do you eat other fruits on your pizza?
It might be the only one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm not putting like grapes
on it. I'm not trying to hijack the conversation. I'm just curious.
I'm not trying to put like grapes or apples or anything on like that sort.
No, it is weird. It is weird that that's the only fruit we put on our pizzas in general.
But also on that same note, I love smoking a pineapple. I love slathering that bitch up in bacon and rolling it in my smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what Scott likes to do, well.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'd fuck a pineapple. Now I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
The remix version.
Now I now 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 I'd fuck now I now I'd now I'd now I'd now I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
Wow. I know, that's like the techno house version.
Can we get back to the conversation we were just having?
I don't remember what it was.
I'm kind of aroused right
pizza.
Now.
We're talking about pizza.
Oh, yeah. What about pizza?
I don't know. They had one that you were into that had cheese on it.
Well,
or no, corn.
First,
corn.
Yeah, well, it was it was their weird version of the Hawaiian pizza in Ireland. And I thought that was kind of weird. But also in Ireland, we've got a friend there. And that was kind of leading into that, too, because a little bit of the differences in, like, the whole speech from Pulp Fiction, you know, like, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but it's a little Big Mac, you know, the quarter pounder of cheese is, like, Royale with cheese, et cetera, et cetera. So subtle differences. We did, with our friend in Ireland, a cheese exchange. We did a candy exchange as well too, but I thought the cheese one was more interesting because we got like legitimate Irish cheese. So, you know, like the Dubliner sort of stuff, but like from Dublin, and that stuff was fantastic. And in order to kind of like, it wasn't necessarily a joke, but giving them the American cheese experience.
Mm, nice. Yeah.
So you can get
Velveeta.
Like, yes. A Velveeta log, Kraft slices. It was a small log. It wasn't the full log of Velveeta. It wasn't like the one I used over my cheese dip.
You know the math on that is like per inch of a Velveeta log is like an hour on the pot, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you better plan your day accordingly.
Cheese math. One log of cheese. Yeah, 1 inch of cheese equals 1 hour on the toilet.
Right.
Well, and so it was that. It was spray cheese, so like easy cheese in a can.
So you give them all the crazy American cheese stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I like,
and then even still like Kraft singles.
Yeah, they're delicious as well.
And I love plastic cheese. That's a daily occurrence with me. I have no taste, but as long as it's like Kraft, because I remember, I don't know if you guys remember. This is like an old man story now, but back in the day. When we had commercials on television, one of them was the Kraft commercial where it was like, this is made with like 75% milk. The other ones are made with oil and water. And I remember eating the oil and water cheeses because those ones tasted like shit. So when you actually got the Kraft cheese, it was like all that is holy. And it brings me back to like the good times in my childhood.
It'd be all sweaty in the plastic when you open
them. No, straight up, sweaty fucking cheese, man. And it's just the kind of thing you don't want growing up. And then that was my
porn name in
sweaty cheese.
Sweaty cheese.
Those were the down years.
Oh my
and
god!
They
so,
would announce me when they'd announce me when I'd come on camera. Sweaty fucking cheese. Give it up.
No, Jesus. So happy St. Patty's Day for everyone.
Dude, I got a cheese related thing that I read online the other day that kind of blew my mind.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah. Cool. So Americanized Chinese food has no cheese in it.
Americanized Chinese food. So like the stuff that
I just say Americanized because I've never been to China.
Fair.
But from what I was reading, most like
the stuff you would get here normally.
Yeah, like a lot of Chinese people don't eat like cheeses until they're older. From the article I was reading.
Huh.
Think about all the Chinese food you've eaten.
It just doesn't have cheese on it.
There's almost no cheese in it, right?
Now that I'm thinking about it, everyone stopped to think about it. It's like, when was the last time I had Chinese food? Did it really?
Dude,
have
it blew my mind, and I thought about it for like 2 days. And I'm like, am I just being like super racist? Like, do I not know like what's going on in my brain right now? But no, I can't think of one like Chinese dish that I've ordered.
Like in a cheese sauce or something like that, yeah.
No, nothing. And we put it on everything.
Oh, yeah, we do. Cheese is fan-fucking-tastic.
Like, I think so, too.
People will just eat trays of cheese, different cheeses that are sliced up. People will just eat the same cheese, just sliced up. People will just eat a log of cheese.
Right, and it's always the old shit. You know, it's like you never, anywhere else you'd go, yeah, give me the piece of the oldest piece of thing you got. And the more older it is, the more money I'm going to pay you. And the better it smells is better. And I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Dude, I'm a big fan of smoked, I know smoked what's cheeses. Going
on. Yeah, that's the best.
Man. Smoked Cheez-Its, buddy.
Those are good, too. Yeah.
Those are fantastic. Yeah. I realized that I need like a cold smoker if I want to like smoke a cheese log. But
great.
You
could definitely smoke a cheese log, dude.
Yeah.
You think you just smoke a cheese log? Wait. Oh, we're going to move on.
If you're on a lot of prescriptions, you'll be smoking cheese logs, I tell you. Mind you up.
I need to stop drinking.
I want to shift gears a little bit and I want to give a shout out. You can give a shout out, by the way, in our Patreon channel, if you would like to do so. Not our Patreon channel. I mean, those are for patrons, but we've got a shout out channel in our Discord, and you can do stuff like shouting out Buddy's Chicken and Waffles, which Derek has done recently. And also you can give a shout out to anything else that you've got going on, but I wanted to give a shout out to our good friend, Suzanne Ackerman, who was recently on our episode. And by the time this one comes out, it'll be essentially the last week where you can vote for a couple of Grit City podcast pets.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes, it is. It's the photo contest.
Why am I encouraging this? No, no.
Yes. Also, you can send pictures to scott@gritcitypodcast.com. But if you wanted to do something a little bit more, she had talked about this on the previous episode. You can go back and listen to that, which is fantastic. The Point Defiance AAZK, the Association for Zookeepers, they have their 2024 Pet Pageant Silly Edition, with the winners being the top three vote getters overall with a prize bundle and be spotlighted on their social media pages. And then there'll be a fourth prize for judge's choice to be awarded to the pet that is chosen by vote of the officers. And all these things are fantastic. Currently, she said as such, it's completely free to submit your pet. And as of this recording, there's like 9 different pets. But where you get the voting is for people to make donations. Donations, $1 equals 1 vote. So it's up to each pet owner to go out there and social media whore themselves out. At least it's for a good cause. So of course it's for a great cause. And we're happy to do it. And happy to
jump in there
word.
And vote for your favorite pet. Like, yeah, just people without pets can jump in there, right? Like,
100%
money.
Yep.
Five bucks to a good cause, $10 to a good cause. Jump in there and just give a few pets some votes, man.
100%. So, of course, because I have ego and I have a cat, and I have a cat who is photogenic. And after looking at it, probably not the silliest picture that I could have put up there, I could have put up a way sillier picture. But I put up, damn it, Carl, get in the house, thinking, oh, I'm going to post this in the Discord and I'm going to be like, yeah, everyone head over there and vote for Mr. Carl. Show off how cool he is. No, what happens? People start posting their own pets to put up there. Then they're posting their pets in the fucking Discord as well. Vote for my pet. So now awesome. we got a competition because Clackwax posted Captain Petey Jack up there. Little pug. Looking so fucking cute.
Yeah, man. I am sorry. I am kind of a dog guy.
I know you're a dog person.
You're adorable.
Wasn't the owner of Captain Petey Jack on your putt stuff team?
Yeah.
Yeah. See. Yeah. So
you mean the team that won, right? I'm just.
I that was not part of my line of questioning.
But I mean, we were the team that won, right? I mean,
yes or no, please.
They did take
yes
the trophy
no.
home, right? As well.
Yeah. I believe they.
I'm surprised the trophy's not in the picture with the pug. It should be.
Should have been. You're not wrong. That would have been fantastic.
I mean, it's obviously a household full of winners. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, yes, because right now Captain Petey Jack is ahead of Damn It Carl Get in the House, so I'm kind of pissed off about that. And then
I'm just saying the visuals with a pug standing next to something that says "putt stuff" is kinda, maybe not the one you want to put out for a photo contest.
You could get a marker, change it to "pug stuff."
Oh, pug stuff!
Oh, yeah. That's good one, Scott.
You got Jeff's brain fucking rotating there on that one.
And dude, I'm very disappointed for Frank. Like, you haven't even mentioned it. You have two cats, bro.
I know, but I don't want to vote for both of them because I already put like 50 in for Carl. I don't want to put 50 in for Frank, and you have to.
Whoa, if you put you love both Carl in. More than Frank.
No, well, I don't want to
even mention him. You're like, I have
no. Wow. This is I'm just
and
going.
He is photogenic, and the other ones. Yeah, that's how they're sad.
No, that's
how
not.
My dad used to introduce me and my brother.
This is not how. No,
this
I'm just
my son. And yeah, this kid,
this is the other one.
I
don't know what he does.
There's plenty of movies that have omitted a child because it wasn't necessary to the storyline. This is just, we're focusing on Carl for this one. I don't want to separate voting. I should have done, so here's the deal also. The one who is winning right now is Vince and Ruka. I really should have done Damn It, Carl, Get in the House and Frank in Accounting for that 1-2 punch. I guess I wasn't thinking that far ahead. And at this point, I don't want to really spread out my voting and have to like try to pitch for two cats. So unfortunately,
it's easier just to go with the one that you love the most.
Okay.
I know, right?
Okay.
I know. If there's only one spot in the lifeboat, you know what they say.
It is not what I meant. It is not. And anyway, also.
Carl getting the lifeboat.
Also. Not to be remiss, those Captain Petey Jack and Damn It Carl Get in the House are not the only Grit City podcast pets out there. We've also got Lemmy. Jeff's got Lemmy up in there looking hella fucking cute.
Yeah, he poses. He does. And he always gives me one. Just one time, and then he has his limit, and then he's done.
At least he gives you one. Yeah. Like Carl most of the time won't do it, but we've got the Pet City Picks Discord channel, and I love it because you'll post pictures of Lemmy there celebrating, like, Robin's birthday was one of them recently. But he's all over the place. I love it.
Yeah, he's a fun cat. He's 100% cat, though.
Has he been fighting with you lately, showing his dominance over you lately?
Yeah, it's spring outside, so he's been very aggressive. I got two fucking holes in my thigh. It looked like I got bit by a cobra. Because I was walking away from the door and I didn't let him outside because sometimes me and him will go outside. And this time I didn't take him outside. And as I'm walking in and I walked past him, he ran up and slapped my thigh with his claws.
Oh, bitch. We thought we were going outside.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So
he's just kind of aggressive. And then I got a picture of him trying to open the front door. Like he was just saying, hey, don't get up. I'll let myself out.
Yeah, we had to try to keep the cats from getting out. They were both a little wanting on that, so we just left the doors open and headed out there. I see that we got some people who are posting in our Discord too that they're working on their Sunday fun day, St. Patrick's Day shenanigans. I want to give a shout out to Package Man UPS because he's down at the off day, which is right across the street from Mary Mart down on 6th Avenue. They got new owners there. I know the guy, Matt, who's owning the place. So it's pretty fucking awesome. I want to be able to check that out soon. I hit up some stuff. I mean, this was kind of interesting because it is the St. Paddy's Day weekend. But I went and I saw a Scotsman instead at the Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sounds weird. I was checking out the Scotsman. No, it was one specific Scotsman. Mr. Craig Ferguson was headlining at the Tacoma Comedy Club for this weekend. And yeah, it was a great show. He's funny as fuck. I mean,
yeah, I got a question.
What?
Where did you first hear about Craig Ferguson? Where did you first see him?
The Drew Carey Show.
Okay. Yeah.
That was when he played Drew Carey's shithead boss and an Englishman to boot. So when my first interaction with him, he was using an English accent. What was yours, Jeff?
Same. Yeah, and I didn't know. He's okay. He's just not my type of funny, but I do laugh at some of his things. He just doesn't hit my mark every single time, you know? Yeah, I just thought he was another actor. And
right. I liked his work on Late Night a lot, too.
That's what I was going to say. That's almost the only place I know him from. I think I remember him from the Drew Carey, or from the, what'd you say? Yeah, Drew Carey show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember him from that, but I didn't realize that he was, like, a comedian, like, stand-up. And now when I watch, like, his old, some of the old clips from his Late Night show, he was fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
And that's, I think a lot of people kind of recognize him from, too, is his late night stuff.
And I learned to recognize anybody on the Drew Carey show mostly were very funny comedians. And I think he stated that one time that the people he hires are the people the brass wouldn't put on TV. You know, they wouldn't be their first choice because of their looks. You know, they're just not the market. But these people are very funny and these people can act, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was like, Ryan Stiles was funny as fuck. He's funny, and just because he did a lot of the Who's Line Is It Anyway stuff.
Yeah,
so
right.
That was like the only improv I could ever stand. Like, I grew up on that stuff. Like, I remember watching the old English version on Comedy Central, and I'm like, this stuff is great. And then any other time I see any improv, I'm like, ew.
Ooh, I got a side note about improv. I learned this. What? So the gentleman who invented the improv style, when he was like 6 or 7 or 11 or something like that, his dad called him into the living room and asked him to give him the glass of water on the table. The kid did it. And what the kid didn't know of, it was sulfuric acid. And his dad drank it. His dad committed suicide in front of him.
Fuck, Jeff.
That's why he is funny.
That's some improv right there.
Yeah.
Ba-da-bump. Wow.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dude. That's a shitty story.
That also, goddamn, Debbie Downer.
I didn't make it up, but that's where comedy comes from.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. I will double check my work. I mean, always. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way it went.
Well,
that's fucked up.
Craig Ferguson was great. Local comic Andrew Rivers. Open for him as well. I've known Andrew kind of off and on throughout the years. He's funny. He's super funny.
Yeah.
And son of local radio legend Bob Rivers, if you're local and you didn't know
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. When we got there, because it's Tacoma Comedy Club, it was a late night show. First off, like, the wife bought the tickets and she's like, we're going to the late show. And I'm like, oh no. Because a Friday night late show, especially after, like, I don't know, Friday was chaotic anyway. Like, it was, like, really sunny out, and people decided to drive like insane people, and so I was already kind of pissed off. But
they're trying to get home and start their weekend, man.
Oh, I know, but then everyone just gets in the fucking
way.
But and then it takes me 2 hours to get home because everyone gets in car wrecks on the way home.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Fucking idiots.
They're showing everybody their tits. They're like, show
Whoa.
Us your tits. They're like, ooh, not you, sir.
Wait. I
thought that was Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays. Tuesdays.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't have
it. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
I didn't
We're
have
on to something, Jeff.
Any of that happen.
According
on my
to my court appearance, yeah, it was a Tuesday.
Oh, it was a Tuesday. But yeah, so we show up, and doors open at 9:30 at Tacoma Comedy Club. And we get there, I don't know, we're like probably about like 9:45 or so. We like walk up and the line is like out the door.
All the way to Thanksgiving. Fuck.
All the way to Thanksgiving. Yep. And so we're pretty deep in this line at this point. And it's still moving. It's moving at a good pace, but there's still just a lot of people. I haven't seen, like, I don't know if I've ever been to a sold out show at the Tacoma Comedy Club. Because
there's a lot of people then, huh?
Yeah, it was, and it was packed, but just that whole line was like kind of mind-boggling because, you know, after a while, we're not the last people in line by any stretch. So you're looking back and you're like, how does this fit this many people? But sure shit, it did. But it was.
Well, they do push it in there. I'm not. I love the Tacoma Comedy Club, but there it's also like you're knee to knee with everybody, right?
Pretty much.
They need to eat.
They need a couple of lanes to like walk through for like the servers and shit. But you're not wrong. It's still pretty close.
Yeah,
and it's four to a table, so it's like there's like not a whole lot of room for shenanigans. Which is fine. You just need I need a spot to hold my onion rings and my drink. So that's all that worked out, you know.
I love the place. I'm not trying to knock it. I'm just saying they do pack people in, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we were even at that point, we were more towards the back anyway. But luckily they've got a good enough sound system that'll work just fine. It was fantastic, but I was worried because I haven't been to this packed of a show. B, a late night Friday night show, which the later night shows are, I mean, they're
better.
More
fun.
The wild card comes out because usually people have been pre-funking somewhere nearby.
The wild card, is that what you're calling it?
Yep.
Grandpa?
Yep. This is a wild card, man. You don't know what's going to happen because you just don't. And I'm standing.
Nothing good happens after 10 p.m.
Pretty much. No, yeah. No, like you can joke about that, but I subscribe to that theory, sir. Doesn't mean you just, it's here. You don't have to fear it. You just need to be aware of it. That's all I'm saying.
You respect it.
Yeah. Like, don't
just keep your mouth shut. That's all you got to do.
Still
just
go
keep
out.
Keep your mouth shut.
You're not wrong. And that was. I didn't know what to expect, though, because I'm standing in line and we're waiting and the people behind me are talking and like it turns out it's like a father and daughter, but like the daughter, she sounded a lot like her voice was a lot gruffer than like a 20 something that she turned out to be. So it sounded like a 40-year-old smoker was behind me talking about like how it was her first time going to a show and then lamenting about the time she had been kicked out of a bar on her birthday. And it's like, and her excuse was, well, I wasn't even dancing on the bar or anything. I hadn't even gotten that far yet. What does it take to get kicked out nowadays, sort of thing? So I was super worried. Like, I was worried that, like, I had the wild card behind me.
Oh, that's great.
But when
because there's no assigned seating usually, right? You can just kind of go in and they just kind of assign, like as you go in, they just kind of file you in and you sit, right?
Yes, but they just kind of figure it out. I don't necessarily know. It's like all on the fly and it just like puts two people in certain places. And I was worried
that's what I'm saying. That's half the problem because you don't know. You could be like sat right at the table with the mess, right?
100%.
Right. Oh, and you're face to face with them. And then they're like, you're part of my club now.
I know. There's no getting out of there, right?
And these are definitely.
I'd like to switch tables, please.
And these are definitely the Tacoma vibe people who are like, I want to make friends and I want to talk with you. These are the people you don't ask, how's it going? Because it turns into a 45-minute conversation. You just don't, again, like Jeff said, shut your mouth. But fortunately, we didn't get next to them. And to be perfectly honest, there's nobody who really heckled. I think there were some people in like the front row that talked a little bit. And he was like, I can hear you. This isn't the television, which was hilarious. But beyond that, no incidents. It wasn't anything like when Michelle and I went to Jamie Kennedy at the Tacoma Comedy Club, and the crowd was a little wild, and then he accidentally mentioned the Seahawks, and so people literally started the Seahawks chant, like, Seahawks, in the they totally lost control at that point.
And also, people listening that just went, Hawks!
See? There you go. We left that spot so you guys could fill it there.
And I think that's so like 90s now for the heckling thing. I understand like the smaller clubs and the open mic nights and stuff like that. But when people are putting down 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks for tickets, nobody's talking. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't care how drunk you are, Uncle.
You would think that, right? But I don't know that that's true, man. Just, and the only reason I say
I
that
must have,
is,
oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, you.
Oh, no, no, no. You.
Oh, I was just going to say, you go then.
Mm.
okay, for me, I was going to say, if you go on YouTube, there's a bunch of comedians that kind of make their whole persona is interacting with the audience.
Oh, yeah. And I
think they look for that, right? It'll say heckler, but a lot of times it's almost like they're baiting them to say something just so they can interact with them, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, it is part of it. And I think they work it into the act. When we went to see Bobcat Goldthwait, he's like, there was these three college kids trying to, they didn't have enough napkins, so they're trying to share a napkin. And he kind of pointed them out, you know, just trying to figure out what they were doing. And like security runs up around him, and this dude brings him like this handful of napkins. And he was like, well, everybody needs to settle down. You know, you guys are, you know, you guys paid for the tickets. You're okay. But everybody was just seemed like, and I don't know, you know, was just like, yeah, we don't want to say nothing. We don't want the wrath of fucking Bobcat Goldthwait on our hand.
Well, there has. Over the last couple of years, there's been more people like attacked on stage as well.
Right? Oh yeah, straight up.
Like what? I know we've had that happen here locally in the past, but I mean, I think all over the country, comedians have had shit thrown at them, and people get up on stage like
I think you're right too. It depends what kind of category or gender you want to work with. You know, that some people might be good at that, how to range it. But it's like people like bands who engage the audience a certain way. You know, and they enrage them, they get them all stirred up, and then they get hit in the face with a box full of pennies or something, and they wonder why. Well, it's because you stirred them up.
Who the fuck's bringing a box full of pennies to a concert, Jeff? I think that's the problem there, is stop bringing pennies to concerts, dude.
He's still pissed off. He threw the whole box. He's like, I had him rolled, but like, fuck it. I just chucked the whole box.
I was going to throw one at a time, but no, you get all of them right now. Fuck.
Right. No, I've been to one where literally the guy in front of me, he goes, the concert hasn't even started yet. We're all getting kind of positions where we want. And he goes, yeah, last time I got taken out on a stretcher. He goes, this time I don't think I'm going to leave alive. And he lights a cigarette. And this is inside
Jesus
a venue.
Christ.
Yeah, and I'm going, I think I want to move.
Fucking, you start hearing fucking Led Zeppelin playing in the background. You're like, where the fuck is that coming from? It's like, this is the dude's fucking Final Stand music, man. Get the fuck out.
Hand me that glass of water right now.
Yeah, it was. And somebody, and like this girl behind me was like pointing him out to the security. He's like, this man here, sir.
This man is a fucking psycho. He's like, I'm gonna fucking end you all.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was that hardcore of a band. There was a lot of soccer moms.
Fucking the Wiggles showing up.
And Mills. Yeah, I know. But he was going to mess some people up.
God damn. That's why you need a Rusty in the crowd around you when you're fucking going to shows like that. God damn. Like, when I went to Girl Trouble, there was nobody there looking to fucking good, bad, and the ugly that shit. Good God.
Nobody gave a shit.
Everyone's there to have fun and dance and rock out. And
nobody rushed the stage.
No, there's no rushing into the stage. And
I think there's a difference though between a band like Girl Trouble. They're punk, right? But they're also how many years old are we talking? 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
I do have a little trouble with that too. Like, you know, you hear incidences of like the Who that told him to put everybody to put their weed out in the front row because it irritated his voice.
That was, you know, the same. I remember, dude, I remember that at a show. It was a electronic show basically at the Showbox.
That guy with a guy hit with a box full of pennies.
Like, he was like up and complaining because like the weed smell was hitting him. I'm like, bro, you're the lead singer of a techno show in Seattle,
right?
You're fucking you're lucky.
I went to a concert with a guy when I was in the Navy, right? And like, I get it, we're in the Navy, right? You're not smoking weed. But like through the whole concert, he was covering his face with his shirt. And I'm like, dude, your shirt's not filtering it out, brother. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where you're gonna go. But like, know your environment before you go to these places. Yeah. Right?
Well, and that's, I mean, I've just been so used to having cannabis around my entire life that it's always just been the thing that smells funny in the air, you know, even when it's not something I would recognize. And now I'm like, it's never been a thing. You just expect it at concerts and monster truck shows and rodeos.
Right. And that's how these people made their money. But now they turn around and say, well, now we're old now. We don't like it or whatever, you know, so we don't allow it. I said, no, no, you can't do that. Same with even Metallica. There's some the things they do. It's like, well, now we got kids coming to the show, so we're going to play it this way.
That reminds me like, when I got...
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, sir. You better be up there cussing like a motherfucker right now. You know, you better be...
I got fucking yelled at a Snoop concert. And it wasn't even my weed. Fucking what? Dude, okay, yeah, this was yeah, anyway, but yeah, we were at a Snoop concert and everyone was lighting up, and then we got yelled at because someone had like a vape pen out or some shit, and we're like, bro, read the fucking room. But I'm over.
Dude, we had rappers on in the past that actually threw joints out into the audience.
See, I can't condone that. Because you don't know who's going to be getting that weeds for the 21 and up.
Yeah, well, it had to be 21 and up because it was at a like a local.
Oh, fair enough. All right, then, yeah, it's fresh game. I don't know the rules. Don't look at me. I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
I don't know how that shit works.
I mean, allegedly. It's recorded. Right? It's on one of our classic episodes.
Yeah, which you can get on Patreon, patreon.com/GritCityPodcast.
So, question about Girl Trouble, Justin. Yeah. Did they pass out toys at that concert?
They did. They threw out so many toys at the end. They had a big old bag. I guess that's a thing,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I still got mine. I got mine sitting on top of my amplifier.
Nice. What'd you end up getting?
Why did they throw out toys? I want to know about this.
They always did. It was something about, she tells the story about how it just got started. So all their concerts, they would just pick up these, like those McDonald Happy Meal toys from thrift stores. Sure. And she'd start handing them out. When me and my wife went, the guy was very considerate about the toy. He gave her one toy. And this is in the middle of a song. And also he has stitches at that show. He has stitches in the back of his head because he fell backwards, like down some stairs.
Jesus.
So he's like fresh.
Well, he was fine when I had ours. So I'm glad he made it. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. And so he hands out everybody a toy.
Yeah, there was some tossing of toys out there at the end, because when we went, it was a bunch of luminaries from the Tacoma business or the Tacoma music scene. Singing their favorite songs, and then they played a whole set, and then at the end of the set, they pulled out the big old plastic bag and was just tossing a whole bunch of toys out. None of them kind of went our way, and I didn't try to reach for any.
I got you. That's fine.
Yeah, but we did. They did all of that, and it was a lot of fun. It was worth seeing their show.
It was huge. So their music and them and their friends, all, you know, it's so trivial now when you talk about the grunge scene, you know, because it's so, you know, everybody knows what it was. But before there was the grunge scene, there was this, and it was huge, and it was big, and it was solid.
Yeah, if you can find Strictly Sacred, it's the whole biography of of Girl Trouble. As done by the nephew of Von Bon Weely, the drummer.
Right.
Isaac.
So did I... Isaac, right?
Yep, Isaac Olsen. Yep.
Did I see a trailer for the Rainier movie?
Yes, because we had him on and one of the Peterson Bros on back, God, a while ago to talk about
that.
Couple
of years at this point,
And yeah, it looks like it's about ready. They had to do some finishing up, and I backed their Kickstarter a while back, so I'm excited to see this. And I've long received their rewards, which were like, I got like a Rainier beer patch and a T-shirt and some stickers. So now my luggage is all covered in beer stickers.
Oh, I'm excited about this. Man, I should reach out, see if we can get them on to talk about it then.
Yeah,
it's coming out soon, huh?
Yeah, once it decides to come out, we can figure out what we if we can get them on to do, or maybe, I mean, I would love to see them do a premiere or something, maybe at like Blue Mouse, like what we did with the Once Upon a Superhero.
That was fun.
Yeah, it'd be
we
fun
did that with Ken too. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, Penny Palabras.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Our friend did a movie premiere.
And we, I know, goddamn, that's right. We've done
before. He was our friend.
What Oh no, I think we've always been friends. I think that's one of those things where
yeah, we were kind of just kind of reaching, yeah, trying to feel each other out at that point.
Whoa.
Honestly, dude, Ken to me was super impressive. Don't tell him I said that, but like I reached out to him a bunch because of he had that web series, the Dead Drift.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that. And so I was like a total fanboy.
That's the
first time we had him on. Yeah.
When I first met him, it was because of that. And it was on the old Geek Nation podcast. I think it was like, we knew his other, like the other guy who was involved with it. I think Chris, the other guy that was involved with, that. So we just kind of met them both through that. And so when he did Penny Palabras, I was like, yes. And I remember this was before my studio was anything other than a really gross garage, because I had invited him and then the star. And they sat in my garage and we recorded it. It was gloomy and dark. Like, I didn't have any lighting or anything. It was, now looking back on it, it was kind of creepy. But she was a good sport.
He's put up a lot from us. You know, we always try, but he's always been very gracious and to reach out to us and answer all our questions and to hang out with us.
Oh, kid's the best, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe we're going to figure out something for Crypticon, but I already know that I think I can kind of spill the beans on this. I will be doing panels at Crypticon. I'll be doing podcasting panels. So you guys are probably going to be invited. I know that the podcasting 101 is going to be with me. I think they've merged one. So it's going to be me moderating with a bunch of other people. And then, because I don't know why, but I decided I wanted to do a bunch of podcasting panels. So we've got the 101, which will be on Saturday. So I'll be nice and kind of hungover for that. And that'll be like the basics of podcasting. And then I've got a 201, which will be slightly cooler. And then the 301. And I have whole things that I wrote up when I was stoned. So I'm going to have to look back at those and kind of review my notes.
Nice.
But yeah, so there's going to be a bunch of podcasting stuff. So go to CrypticonSeattle.com and you'll be able to find all the information on that as it is released. They've got a lot of shit going on. They've got a lot of panels. They've got a lot of guests, which we've talked about previously, too. So I'm stoked about that. And I know Ken will be there.
Yeah.
Because he's always there.
It should be.
Right on.
Crypticon's always a good time, really.
Yep. Last year was super fun. I don't think we're going as hard this year. It's turning out. Oh, but, yeah. Well, and part of it is the unfortunate event that Saturday is May 4th, which some people know as Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Right on.
But also, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, it's not yet. You have to wait until May 4th, remember.
Damn it. And I think that counts, Jeff.
No, you can't.
Let's write that down.
You can't,
I feel like we gave him a happy birthday.
You cannot preload.
Yeah. We don't.
No, you can't preload the birthdays.
Well, I think we just did. I'm pretty sure that counts.
Yeah. That'll be a point of contention if you do not wish me a happy birthday on May 4th while we're together at Crypticon, let me just say. Because I was going to invite you to be panelists on some of those extra panels, but now we'll have to see about that.
We'll be sitting in the back eating cupcakes.
You better bring me one cupcake. At least. Rude if you're just eating birthday cupcakes in front of me on my birthday while I'm talking about podcasting. Jerks. But also that night on my birthday, I have to trek back down to Tacoma because there's a show at the Temple Theater called Static X and Seven Dust.
Nice.
And Dope. And
I remember when Seven Dust was just Six Dust.
Jesus Christ. Fucking A. So I'm getting my, like, this year, like, we're getting back into going to like shows and doing shit. Fucking don't encourage him,
yeah.
Scott, by laughing.
That made me happy.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm going on April 19th. I'm gonna go see Orgy up in Seattle because I'm just getting all my nostalgia music fixes.
I was gonna say, man, you're doing all these good old bands.
Well, I mean, I love them, And then
they're great.
Yep. And then Static X and Seven Dust in May. And we'll see what goes on beyond that. But I got to come back down to Tacoma for the Temple Theater. I haven't seen anything there since I saw a wrestling show there.
Nice.
And that was the same place that we saw the dance too, like the dance recital. I've seen a couple things there, like in the actual theater proper.
Yeah.
Remember when we went and saw that?
Yes. I was digging through some videos and I saw we did do a little report about that. I have it right here. I'm gonna share it in our Discord.
Oh, nice.
Dude, isn't it crazy the shit you forget? Like, we've done
right.
We've done so much, like, just random things. They're like, oh, remember when you went to the dancing thing for whatever here?
It's called Attended Spice Dances of the African and Arab and Dysphoria.
Yep.
I don't even know what those words are, but it was a fun time.
You have to go back and listen to the podcast because, yeah, you made the video and it was amazing. And gosh, like, yeah, you even just posted the video with Isaac and Justin talking about that was when we did talk about the Rainier Beer movie.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to C-Note because he's been hitting up all of our older episodes and then posting questions, which we can barely remember that we did the episodes on.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like a memory challenge. Do you remember when you did this? No. No, we do not. I do not remember.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. Because I go back and listen. I'm all, holy shit, we talked to that person? I don't remember even talking to this person.
Well, and I mean, it's kind of terrifying in certain ways, too, because I feel that some of these may have, like, remember when, like, everyone quoted, like, The Simpsons doing it first?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like that might have happened with one of our Steve's Drunk Histories.
Oh, for sure.
And that, like, you brought that to my attention because...
Well, C-Note did. It was C-Note.
Dude, yeah.
Posted this.
So he posted a link to Steve's Drunk History, JBLM. And this was back out in June of 2019. And what was it that we were talking about?
Well, so I didn't listen to it. Right? Oh, not all the way through. I started listening to it. But we 100% start talking. Steve starts talking about JBLM and how it got here. And then he starts talking about the Spanish flu. And the things, all the things that happened around the Spanish flu. And it was right before COVID.
Yeah.
It was, you know,
June of 2019. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, if we talk about anything now, think about 6 months in the future and let that worry you, I guess. But even on that note, he was talking about episodes with, like, Amani on them. Which
fantastic.
I love Amani. We need to get him back on because he's absolutely fantastic. And even like just talking about the Pythian Temple and going up there again with Steve, we've done a lot of cool
video
shit.
Of that.
Yeah.
I know we had it. Once I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember making that. I remember watching it, but I totally spaced that we had it. And I was going to reach out to Jeff because he's C-Note had posted something about, oh, I'd like to see the inside. And I was like, I'm sure we have pictures somewhere. Right. And Jeff posted the video. Such a stud, Jeff.
Yep.
Right. I'm glad we got that.
It's
dude. It's awesome.
It's definitely like Tacoma's TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside. Like, it's very nondescript when you look from the outside. And then you just realize how massive it is. And then also the perceived massiveness. Like, the way they've been able to make even their big main hall, like, seem bigger than it actually is, was pretty amazing. Just, the way they constructed it that way.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, man. You don't see buildings built like that very often anymore. You know?
Nope.
And then the panels, like the... murals around the top, like, what? Get out of here.
Yep. What? Get out of here. That shit is definitely haunted. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another side note, too, was when I went to the Tacoma Comedy Club, I previously, both Brogan and I, worked in the building next to it, which is the Department of Assigned Counsel, and I've talked about this before, and, like, Court of Appeals. Like, they're, kind of together by a walkway. And that place is totally fucking haunted. And I've talked about that in the past, too. But as we were walking by, I was like, yeah, I remember. I was telling the wife, like, she gives a shit. I'm like, yep, I used to walk up and down. Look at how much just changed. I used to be security guard. I could remember this entire building. I could walk up and down it from top to bottom. I'm like, that's fucking dumb. But, yep. So, yeah, it was just kind of that stupidity. Just the reminders.
I think it's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that, like, little nostalgia of places you've been and things you've seen.
Right.
Like, my job right now has, like, one of the best views that I've ever had in my life, right? And so every day, dude, I take a picture. Because I know, like, at some point, like, I'm not going to have this job, and I'm going to want to remember, like, the view, because the view's beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I think that kind of stuff is important. To remind yourself of little wins like that, man. So even though you like you're remembering something, you've moved on from that job, but just like the little bit of a nostalgia of, man, I used to work in that building. I know the inside and out. I think that stuff is great, dude.
God, and just I have some stories from that shit too, man. Like one of the security guards, like literally he didn't necessarily get busted, but we all knew it was him who broke into the vending machine because because he used the crowbar that was in our, because I was security guard there, and we were security, and he used the crowbar in the security, should we ever need to use one, to bust open the fucking vending machine, and then was surprised when the markings matched up. Somehow he didn't get any trouble.
Nicely painted crowbar and it's all scratched up and your vending machine's all busted into. And he's like, I don't know who did it.
Yeah.
I know with the yellow paint, the fluorescent orange paint on the end of the crowbars now.
And the place was like just a cast of characters, man. But
I'm all, that guy's in jail right now, dude.
He might be now. Yeah. I don't know for sure.
He's definitely been in jail at least one time since then.
Fuck. This was like, oh my God, almost 20 years ago now, man. Holy, actually, yeah, shit. It is about 20 years ago. How about that?
Yeah.
Living in Tacoma, doing all that bullshit. But also, I mean, God, that I feel like that part, like, if you could get, like, on the inside of, like, a pretty gritty tour or something, I would absolutely do that. Oh my God, Jeff, you just posted the video of the Penny Palabras premiere. Try saying that three times fast.
Oh, I forgot there's a video of that, too. Fuck.
And first off, the thumbnail is Scott with his eyes closed and me looking completely hammered. We partied at Peaks and Pints beforehand, didn't we? Because this was
sober during this.
That's a fucking lie.
No, I was. I didn't drink at all during this.
Well, I did. Because I can just, I can tell. I haven't even opened up the video. But I can tell that that was bad. Hey, there's my wife right there. I can, so it's great. No, yeah, we're always about town. We go check out some of our things and hang out and do some sort of all sorts of fun stuff.
Right, the energy was very good. And I didn't know how, Ken was going to be. I never hung around a director during, a premiere night. So that was kind of fun to watch. And, of course, he's always Ken. You know, what you see is what you get with him,
True. And salt of the earth on that.
Yeah, very pleasant. I thought he handled everything great. Thought the cast was great. We met the actors and
That Blue one Mouse tall theaters. Dude, yeah,
watching it. This thing is great. I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah. I can tell I'm sober. God damn it.
That's even funnier. That's the thing with you. Like, if it's anything where you have to not even pretend now at this point. Obviously, with the pretend stuff, even trying to do
I don't like to be on camera and stuff, dude.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
We just need to get you fucking shit-faced and you're fine. I'm more surprised at my beard because my beard doesn't have fucking all the gray in it now that it does
now.
Wow. Yeah.
The straw man. That guy was cool.
Dude, wasn't he creepy as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this was so much fun. God damn it.
Just posting cool memories shit on our Discord. We still do cool shit, man. We still got putt stuff going down. Derek is not here.
You said that wrong.
Whoa. I'm just kidding. Wait. Damn it. Ooh, I mean, did I say it wrong?
I got video of that, too.
Whoa. I don't know if we need that sort of.
That's a big orc dick.
Hey.
I'm relying on my pornographic memory.
Yes, I understand that, too, Jay. But, yeah, I think that's pretty awesome that you're able to see all that. I know that I posted a picture of me the other day in my cool suit because I ended up going to a thing for the wife. It was a red carpet. I don't know what happened right there. God damn. But it was a red carpet event, and it was for a challenge that she's been doing at a local gym that she has participated in, a place called Organically Grown Muscle, which is right down on South Tacoma Way. It's on the same side as Church Cantina and the Opal Lounge, right around 54th. So if you're familiar with that area, the Airport Tavern is on that street. Edison Square, where SOS Wrestling happens. The Mule Tavern's across the street. A bunch of really cool places. Real Art. They're all right around that area. And nestled right in there is this gym that is a... if you just go to organicallygrownmuscle.com, you can find it and you can see all the information. They've got semi-private training, group training, and she's been doing that for a little while now, and she's got nothing but good things to say about that. And they just participated in a 6-week challenge. I don't know anything of the specifics about the challenge other than they're doing more. She basically was going almost every day of the week to either like yoga or all the different weightlifting aspects of it.
Nice. Good for her, man.
Yeah. And so at the end of this, they had an awards ceremony because he had, you know, best selfie, best weight loss, weight gain, muscle gain, all those sorts of things. I don't remember necessarily all the awards. But he did it with a red carpet gala at the gym. And as such, I'm absolutely going to support the wife and go along with her. And yeah, it's a chance to get dressed up and get a little fun and fancy. And she had an amazing idea for her look was really kind of out of, we kind of went Barbie and Ken on this one, where she was a little bit mermaid Barbie, kind of the Dua Lipa Barbie, if you've watched the movie. And I went as her accessory, as her Ken doll. So I got to get all dressed up, and I wore my my white suit with my dinosaur, my fluorescent dinosaur 90s hoodie underneath that. I've worn that before.
You wore it under your jacket?
Yeah. So it was my white suit trousers. I have a pair of dinosaur with Chuck Taylors, white Chuck Taylors with dinosaurs on them. And then I wore my hoodie and then my blazer over that with the hood, you know, the little hood sticking out at the back and everything like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And the wife absolutely stole the show. She looked like a mermaid all the way down to her fish shoes. She had fish flops. I will get her to post some pictures if she hasn't in our Discord to show they're amazing. But they're fish shoes. They're shoes that look like fish that you put your feet in, and they are just like open-toed fish shoes. I'm trying to find a picture of it just to, oh, there they are. This, and they're like, these are not my wife's feet. So don't, if you go to the Discord and you see them, don't.
There is a feet thing in our Discord, so be careful.
Yeah. So this is, if you go to our Discord, you can see the picture I posted. They are green fish that you stick your feet in, and then your little toesies stick out of the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It has a mouth.
Yep.
It has a mouth.
Fish lips.
You didn't have to say it like that, Jeff. God, you didn't have
to
say
that.
You can put your foot in it.
In any case.
Put in the back, and you put something in the mouth.
Yes. And so she went all the way down to, she had a gorgeous blue-green kind of teal sea, kind of almost looked like a mermaid tail dress, all the way down to her fish flops. Wore some pearls and had her beautiful hair done up. And so I was her accessory, and we had a lot of fun. And we're able to hang out with all the people that worked hard, really hard, these last couple of weeks to get their awards and have some fun with that.
Congratulations. You are now part of the Gym Rat family.
I'm not.
Not a bad thing.
I,
oh, you are.
No.
You are. I guarantee you, you are, just by showing up. You are now part. You'll run into these people in the grocery store, and you won't remember who they are, but they'll know who you are.
I support the Gym Rat life. My wife is definitely now a Gym Rat. I am adjacent, but I am not part. I am not part of the community.
Like that. You go ahead.
I am an ally, but I am not a gym rat.
Nah, you are so much a gym rat. You just don't know it yet. So same way, I've stepped maybe in the gym rat maybe like 10 times, or in the gym maybe 10 times in my life to work out. But like I've run into people in grocery stores. I've run into people at the job. Gym rats are for life. So the people that like she did this with will remember it 10 years down the road.
Probably
bump into them into another gym. We still have connections with people that my wife met when her fitness journey first started. A lot of them came to our wedding. How tight it is. Because they go through this together, you know, and they root each other on. And
oh, absolutely. And if you look up any of the socials, you'll see that as well. Like they've did a couple of like personal record days, the PR days. And seeing the video and seeing everyone cheer each other on is pretty amazing. And this is, especially with this place, organically grown, if you check out their socials, you can see that sort of aspect. They're like, it's smaller classes. It's not like that big sort of aspect of that, you know, like the big gyms. So, yeah, you get that bond. And I really saw that this night when I went to this party. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was like really stoked on the people that showed up. Everyone was all like hyping everyone up. You know, they weren't even working out, but still, you know, really behind everyone for their journeys and whichever it is. And at that night, it wasn't even about really the fitness other than, you know, getting the awards and talking about that and that shared experience, but also learning about their lives and stuff too.
That's the important part. Yeah. Everybody needs to know that everybody else is human and everybody has ups and downs and nobody's going to come out on top every time. Everybody's going to have a bad day. And sometimes their best is just surviving that day or getting through the day or not gaining any more weight, you know.
But then as you see it, you keep progressing and keep pushing forward. And we've talked about this. It's not like, a lot of the times the fitness, and we've even seen it with like Grit Fit, we're holding ourselves accountable as a community, even in our little Discord channel when we talk about that. I mean, C-Note even posted today about going around doing shit. We posted our pickleball journey because that's about where I'm at for healthy. I'm not a gym rat, but I'll rock the pickleball.
You are a gym rat by marriage.
I guess, yeah, am I a gym rat in law?
You could come sit by me, where all the gym rat husbands go.
Fair enough.
I go to people's houses. The only way that we know them, like I first time this started happening was we're going to these people and they have these nice houses. I go, are these work people? She goes, oh, no, people I met at the gym. I go, what? You know, but it was like 5 years that she'd known these people. You know, and they treat them just like family, and we still same thing. Like I said, running into people in the grocery store, I have a bad memory, and they come up, give you a hug, and I'm like, whoa.
At least they're not spilling drinks on you, Jeff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well,
and that's cool.
But yeah, good. And they're a good family. They're a good family to have. We've never had any problems, you know.
they're not your it's like with me, this, they're not your typical family. It's the family that you choose.
No, and you do you get all the personalities. Like if you could think of all the personalities a family would have, they're all
you know
and they're all on different parts of their journey, you know. And so different levels are fun, and they're nice, and they're very motivated. So if you need any motivation, just look at them. Look how hard they work. My wife is up and out the door 5:30 some mornings to go walking or go do cardio or to do a gym session.
Oh, straight up. Like, yeah, and exactly. Yeah. It's a good bonding sort of thing, and it's a good way to meet people outside. Like, that's not, you know, my circle, and it wasn't necessarily Michelle's circle until she, you know, decided that this is what she wanted, and she wanted to get at least somewhat of a personal trainer experience, and that's what she wanted. And she didn't want to just go to a gym; she wanted to have this sort of aspect, and it's worked for her fantastically. And I posted the link in the shout out, so if anyone's interested, they can check it out. But I met the owner, Anthony. He's a cool dude. He's like really into this, and he's into having fun. And that was the thing. Like, the party was fun, and, like, he brought a DJ, and there was a photographer, and there was a red carpet. We literally walked on a red carpet. I can't wait to see the pictures. I'm very excited to see how this is going to work out.
Yeah. That's really cool.
He's looking into making
proud of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm more proud of her. I mean, I just went.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I meant her, too. Yeah. Not so much you. But, I guess you dressed up, so.
I dressed up,
It takes you to support, too. That's the thing.
Does.
I'm just there. I just have to tell my wife, where can I help you at with this?
Aww.
Because I don't want to get in her way, because she's got her own thing. And there's just sometimes they need some time. And I got to patch her up, rub big gay on her, do whatever, you know.
Whoa.
To make sure
the support
she can continue on.
Yep. I feel it. So support your other significance. Significant others.
Oh, well, especially in their journeys too. Whether it's weight loss or whatever their journey is, you just got to be there. You just got to say, hey, you know, especially when they're like, hey, I got to eat handful of grapes today, you got to say, well, then I'm probably going to need a handful of grapes too,
remember sometimes. You got to be with them, man. You got to go and like hide the body with them, right, Scott?
And if you do that at first and show that you're there to help, they're not so bad. Like sometimes when she was on programs, she did a lot, my wife did a lot of programs, and it was just like, can I have a bowl of ice cream? You know, she'll go, yes, I'll go and eat it in the kitchen away from her. Some days she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And other days she's like, no, you can come out and eat it out here. It's okay.
Oh, so you're considerate. I mean, I think that's the big part about it.
Yeah, you have to be at least aware of you know, her diet plans and stuff like that. And I forget, too. I'm all like, hey, can we go have this? And she's like, no, I'm on a plan. So I always learn when she says, hey, what do you want to eat? I'll say, well, what can you eat? And then we'll go from there.
Fair. I hear all that, man. And that's all about, it's about supporting them. And I supported her, and I'm happy for her on her journey doing all that fun shit. And she'll soon, I mean, she's pretty much already, I'm sure she's the strongest person in the house now. Definitely stronger than the cats. And so she's going to soon be de facto defender of the house. We've got all this weightlifting equipment in there, so I feel safer at night now. I know that for sure.
That's awesome.
I think it's a good time for us to get on out of here. I hope everyone is if you've been playing, if you've been drinking along with us, I'm sorry, because it's probably a Wednesday, not St. Patrick's Day anymore. Unless you've been drinking along with us while you've been listening live. Appreciate everyone, like the Compton Files, Package Man, UPS, my wife, and so many others, so many people listening to all of this. Real happy that everyone did, and love y'all, and we'll be getting into the Union Club pretty soon. I feel that we're going to get some live people up on this, hopefully, figuring out how that's going to work out. But if you want to see anyone on talking with us, hit us up at info@gridcitypodcast.com or hit us up on all our socials. You can find all that at gridcitypodcast.com. You guys, thanks so much, and stay gritty.
You didn't say until next time. I like when you say until next time.
And until next time. And until next time.
Wait. Do it one more time.
And until next time, stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gridcitypodcast.com.
Has a mouth.